He would never be able to play the accordion again. He wished it had been his left hand. As it turned out, 2 months later, he was playing just about as well as you see him, you hear him now. And he, it turns out that he also plays guitar and bass and working on a fiddle. Had it been the other hand, he would not be able to play those string instruments because the ends would be too sensitive. So I want you to give T. Joe a big hand for the courage that he's had in making a comeback. All right. Let's go with the Lafayette two-step. It's called Alonzo Lafayette. It's a Joe Falcone recording. And then later, Aldous Roger picked it up. And who's going to sing that one? Tibari Cormier de la Pointe d'Église. Okay, Lachele. Alonzo Lafayette. Popular two-step for many, many decades now. Well done, guys. Well done. Okay, the next musician here with the fiddle, would you step up to the microphone and your name?
My name is Blake Miller.
Okay, Blake Miller. Actually, we're kidding. He's my grandson. And he, along with these three young guys here, are multi-talented. I know T. Joe plays several instruments, and Blake plays every instrument in the band, And I think the next guy with the little red guitar is pretty much multi-talented too. It's amazing to see how these young men are just playing all sorts of instruments and doing it very well. So Blake Miller, of course, is originally from Iowa and resides in Lafayette now. And what's the name of the band you play with, or the bands? You want, how many, what, 4 or 5 bands?
Something like that. I play with a band called the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. I play accordion.
Okay.
I also play with guitar and accordion with a band called the Red Stick Ramblers. And formed a new band not long ago, put out a CD with a band called the Revelers.
And you play
accordion and fiddle in that band.
Accordion and fiddle. And then you also play fiddle sometime with the...
With anyone who wants to have me on the stage.
No, but I mean, you were playing with the Malfictors.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I can't remember all of them, you know.
Yeah, that's it. And then
you shouldn't make me list because somebody's going to get mad at me.
He gets called a substitute pretty often. So, all right. With all kind of... So he plays every instrument in the band. So we're kind of proud to see not only representing our family music, carrying on the heritage, but also just doing so much for the music. Matter of fact, he's playing full-time right now. Okay. Monsieur Blake Miller.
Merci beaucoup.
All right. La prochaine chanson, c'est la Vaste de Manry, The Midnight Waltz. It's a Lawrence Walker recording. Thibaut, you can sing that. Oh, you're going to sing it? Okay. Woo. You better have some tight shorts to sing that one. It gets pretty high. Midnight Waltz, La Gilée. Allons danser, bon. Let's get some dancing in. Across the Boundary, Lawrence Walker recording. All right. The next number is La Patasa, and that, Blake, do you think that comes from the little community here of Patasa, just southeast of Eunice?
Either that or the fish.
Or the fish, okay. Patasa means a perch in our Cajun dialect, and we're not sure what the origin is, but it was recorded by Ambrose Thibodeau, who was from around the area anyway, so we suspect that it might have something to do with either one or the other. Okay, Lâchez-les la patasa. Well done. Beautiful. It's quite well done. Merci bien. Okay, we have one more dignitary to talk about, and he's got a little red guitar sitting on his lap. And his name is Kyle Huval from right here near, just north of Eunice, and he's he and his family have been well known as Eunicites, and you're also multi-talented. He started off on accordion as a young teenager, what, age 11 or 12, and then moved to rhythm guitar and bass, and now he's on the lap steel. Do you plan to go to the pedal steel soon?
It depends, I guess.
It depends if you can find a pedal steel.
Well, the only thing I don't like about the pedal steel is I can't just throw it in the trunk.
Yeah, it has to be packed up. So
it has legs and stuff.
Larry knows that. He's packed one all his adult life, actually. So, okay, and you have a band called what?
Well, I don't have a band anymore.
But you did have one name.
That was the Dixie Club Ramblers, yes, sir.
The what?
The Dixie Club Ramblers.
Dixie Cerberus, okay, all right. Kyle Huval, very talented young man. He's a very good vocalist, too. Did you guys get the chance to assign a song to him?
No, sir.
Oh, wow. He's a little shy, but he's a very good vocalist as well. But he when he tackles an instrument, he gets on it and he learns it. And he's doing a great job on the lap steel. Mr. Kyle Huval he's also a history buff and has done some work for the preservation of the history of the music, has done some transcriptions of some old VHS tapes of early scenes of the Cajun music that we've had in stock. So anyway, all right. The next one is La Vastonerie, and that one is an Aldous Roger number. Lonesome Waltz. A number called La Vastonerie, Lonesome Waltz. All right. La prochaine chanson, c'est le Two-Step Dawson. Awesome two-step that was recorded by Aldous Roger, made popular by him, and the Two-Step Dawson. Okay? La Chalet. Thank you. Austin Two-Step. Folks, if you're visiting for the first time, you've been witnessing a very classic traditional Cajun music and vocals, and we hope that you come back and see us again and help us preserve our music by buying a ticket at the window and having a good time and learning something about Cajun music. By the way, well, this is, I think, completing the 23rd, 24th year maybe of the Liberty Theater shows. They've all been videoed and recorded thanks to a grant from the Cajun French Music Association and with the assistance of the staff at the Louisiana Acadian Studies at UL and Lafayette at the college. They have transcribed all of the early 12 first years of that were on VHS, the big old VHS tapes that were starting to deteriorate, and all of those are on DVDs and have been cataloged, and now the Cajun French Music Association has bought the guys up here who do the video on a digital camera. So at the end of the show, everybody gets a copy of the a CD or a DVD at the end of the show, I think. Is it a DVD you get or a CD? DVD, right at the end of the show. So we've got some very good equipment up there. Our thanks to Jerry DeVilliers for being here from day one, from the first year, almost never missing a Saturday night, and doing all those recordings with some help of some of the volunteers. Okay, so we appreciate you coming, and local folks, keep coming again. We've got time for maybe one song and maybe another. Let's do the accordion two-step by, it was first recorded by Paul Daigle. If you have time, go into the Paradant two-step. Is it an instrumental? I think it's instrumental, huh? Accordion two-step or whatever you want to do. And if you have, if the curtain hasn't closed, just go into the Paradant two-step or whatever else. You want to do the Paradant now? Okay, Paradant two-step. That, by the way, was originally an old German polka like 150 years ago, and it was first recorded by Merlin Fontenot and Raymond Francois. Okay? Lachelet. Very difficult to play. That's going to close out the show. Merci bien pour avoir venu ce soir. We thank you for coming, and be sure to come back again. Merci bien.